Welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by thesharpplays.com, here on September 27th. It is your favorite degenerate host, fake Morgan Freeman, with you for another week of football action. Before I get to the action for the weekend that is upon us, don't forget to sign up for TSP Live at tsp.live or visit thesharpplays.com and click the join link in the website menu. It's been a great start to the season for the TSP Live Radar, KB Consensus, Book Meads, Pizza Props, Wolf, Tony, etc. Only thing not joining the party is after 8 straight winning months, the TSP portfolio has given back 1.34 units since the end of August. We were due for a little cold run there in the portfolio after such a hot run since November of last year. But September's not over, and I have a couple tricks up my sleeve. So hopefully we can get the portfolio into the green as well. Don't miss the run. Sign up today for TSP Live at tsp.live. All right, let's dive in. I'm changing things up a little bit because the early sharp buy and early algorithm look have pretty much sucked to open the season. So why waste the time? Plus, I want to save time in this episode to discuss potential new content and hopefully get your feedback on it. First, my handicapping game of the week is an ugly 1-3 on the season, but I feel the run is coming for me. Remember, I suck as a handicapper, so take that into account when wagering here. I went with San Francisco, -10.5 over New England. The Patriots started the season well, and everyone looked at the team as a resurgent Patriots squad. In the end, it was just the teams weren't ready for the new Patriots style. Now that the Pats have been figured out, they are exposed for the awful team they will be this season. San Francisco has injury issues, and I do have concerns there, but I just don't see New England being competitive in this spot. So the price is high, but I'm going with the 49ers, -10.5 over New England, and I expect this to be a 14-17 point victory for San Francisco. One of the most common questions that people ask me relates to developing a personal wagering strategy for the content. There's a lot of quality content and intel delivered on a daily basis by the Sharp Plays, both paid content and free content. There's, for example, the TSP bot on Telegram. There's the public concentrations, although I don't really use those for wagering, but it's just more content that you have to analyze. There's TSP Insiders with Wolf and Tony, who provide a ton of free content on Telegram and in TSP Live, both actual wagers that they're making and just intel that they've gotten in from their sources. There's the analytics tables like the TSP Live Radar, KB Consensus, Book Meads, Algorithm Selections, and so much more out there. With all this winning content, and listen, the records don't lie, the logs don't lie, visit thesharpplays.com for records and logs of all the graded content. You can compare everything that's posted free, paid content, look to the logs. You'll see everything is tracked and updated on a daily basis. But anyways, with all this winning content, people want to know how best to profit from all of it without just firing wagers every second and on every angle that gets monitored, mentioned, or discussed. Some people are trying to find a strategy which never has losing weeks or losing months. But honestly, guys, don't waste your time. No matter how good the content is, whether it's at the Sharp Plays or it's somewhere else, I do not care how good it is. There will always, always be regular losing weeks and losing months along the way. So be sure to accept that. Otherwise, any strategy out there isn't going to work very good for you. For those who don't mind reading, I did post an article on this very topic. Just visit tsp.live and click the education link in the website menu, and the first article you come to on that page is titled Developing Your Wager Strategy. Give it a read as it really breaks down the content and how different bettors might approach all of it. For years, the Sharp Plays avoided advising people on how to wager. Why? Simply because it's a pain in the ass. How I wager is not how you should wager because my tolerances, my goals, my strategies, my likes and dislikes are far different than yours. I will roll with a -5 unit day like nothing, knowing it is a part of the overall grind of profits. Conversely, some of you are ready to jump off a bridge at losing 5 units in a month, let alone just a day. So given our two very different tolerances, you probably should not bet like I do. Still, people just want to let go of me, just, excuse me, won't let go of me advising them on how to wager each day. To help find a middle ground between my desire not to advise people and people's demand to have wager guidance, I launched the TSP portfolio in January of 2023. Since then, the portfolio has been a rousing success. There have been 7 losing months, with losses as high as minus 3.37 units, and 14 winning months, with gains as high as 12.7 units. It's been a good journey, and overall, the portfolio is plus 33.3 units since January 1st, 2023, with the average wager of just 0.16 units. So it's 33 units of profit on just 0.16 units of average risk per wager. But again, it does not win every day, week, or month. Over the long term, all short-term volatility is smoothed out, and the long term provides that nice profit at the end of the day. However, the portfolio takes a very passive wagering style, which is designed to be low volatility, yet still deliver strong performance. So it is tailored for the novice better. But what about the veteran better who doesn't just want to use a multiple of the risk shown in the portfolio, but would like a portfolio that is all around more aggressive? Investment companies have different types of mutual funds that tend to cover both ends of the risk spectrum. Companies usually provide a very passive fixed income fund, which is low risk, low volatility, and provides a consistent, healthy return over time, all the way to offering aggressive funds, which will be higher risk, far higher volatility, but which provide a much larger return for that risk and volatility that the investor is undertaking. Everyone wants the far larger return, but few can handle the swings throughout the process to gain that return. Usually, investors in aggressive funds must meet certain requirements before they're even allowed into the fund. Just because, similar to the shark plays, nobody wants to deal with the whiners and crybabies who weren't built for that more aggressive style. Anyway, I'm curious as to the interest for such a group, or should I say portfolio style. It would be, of course, similar to TSP portfolio. I would be just TSP portfolio aggressive version or some such name like that, but it would involve more leverage wagers, a larger portfolio of selections, like more futures, like covering all the TSP Live Radar plays, incorporating them into that portfolio, and a lot more. I know there are a lot of people interested, and I'm just curious to get a feel for the number and how you feel about this kind of idea. If I don't hear much, I'll know it's not worth the time and move on to some other ideas that are out there. If the response is decent and it's not just the, you know, usual folks who are interested in the Sharp Plays content, I'll definitely take it into consideration and hopefully put together a plan to move this little project forward. So I'll have a poll on Telegram on Saturday afternoon at some point. It'll give people time to listen to this podcast. And when I put that poll out, let me know your thoughts in a vote on that and feel free to send any thoughts along the way. I do not know how I would set any of this content up or how I would structure it. It would probably be similar to TSP Syndicate, and I'll break that all down at a later time. But first, I just want to see who's interested out there and just gauge the overall interest, basically, in this kind of an idea. So with that, that'll do it for me this week in this week's Go Fast and Win podcast episode. Let's have some fun and cash some tickets this weekend. Good luck to all of you in your action.